Triple M right across the coast. Good morning, everybody. It is Paul Simon on the M's, and you could call me Al. Remember the film clip with Chevy Chase and the big trumpet? Fantastic. Yes. Or was it a trombone? I can't remember. I'm old. Come on. Beautiful sunrise this morning. A little bit of cloud around, but lots of blue sky. A little bit of orange towards the south starting to creep out. Cloudy day today. The Bureau's official word with just a slight chance of a shower. And that's what we got yesterday too. A little bit of wet road when I was travelling to work before four this morning. But then there was dry road and then wet road and dry road again. It's been very sporadic and, you know, between nothing and I think about 2 millimetres in some parts, the top registration. Again, a little bit cooler with a continuation of these south or easterly winds, only to about 25 degrees for today. This is what we are looking at. Major news stories of the day. Well, you're going to see a lot of footage today of American presidents as they, the United States farewells former President George H.W. Bush. Lots of footage there with the Obamas, Trump, Donald Trump. I don't think he's speaking at the funeral, but he did attend along with the Clintons. Yes, it'll be interesting conversations there. Also, two new witnesses have spoken to police and provided crucial evidence that has led to the arrest of Lynn Dawson's former rugby league playing husband, 70-year-old Chris Dawson. That story broke yesterday. Woolworths has caused controversy after seeking permission from the government to ask employees to work on Christmas Day. And as you've heard with Hannah at 5 o'clock, and Nana's family apple pies have been recalled from supermarkets across Australia amid fears there is a risk of glass in the popular dessert. Now, health authorities advise that the 600-gram product should not be eaten but returned to the place of purchase for a full refund. The recall is for items with the best before date of October 21, 2020 or October 22, 2020 only. I love Nana's apple pies too. I mean, I like them. The proper ones your mum or your grandmother makes, but they're not a bad alternative. I do like them with way too much ice cream. Locally, a man and woman from Queensland have been charged following a pursuit in Taree. And in sport, cricket today sees the first test in Adelaide as the Aussies tackle the Indians. The weather, the Indians will think they're home. Hot and cloudy and 39 degrees there in Adelaide today. Locally in sport, in surfing, and Port Macquarie's Matt Banding is still yet to surf in Heat 6 of Round 4 of the Vans World Cup. That's at Sunset Beach in Hawaii. I think around 7:30 our time, they're going to make the next call on whether they're surfing or not there at the legendary Sunset Beach in Hawaii. On the show today, it's day one of the 12 days of Christmas. We're going to play you a little bit of a ukulele Christmas song every day. Now, guess what song it is correctly. You'll hop in the final draw to win a $500 voucher from Coppy's Butcher's Block, your favourite local butcher in Port Macquarie and Wauchope. Now, the freeloaders, I mean, the family and friends are going to be here before you know it. $500 to feed them. How about that? It's a great prize, and yeah, we're really looking forward to this and some great ukulele Christmas carols. Talking about Christmas carols, we'll talk about where you can go carol singing around the coast this weekend. And we're going to catch up with Tim Campbell, who's going to be the host on Sunday night of the carols at the Westport Club as a fundraiser for the Salvation Army. He's a good bloke, Tim, so we'll talk to him a little bit later. Also, 1,000 bucks up for grabs on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Timmy Cahill, Debbie Rowe and Andrew Flintoff. Will tell you how you can win a week at the Triple M Summer Beach House. And Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. 12 past 5. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? Ew. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season.
On Cactus Island Radio, Arnie and Sly's talk back advice program, Ask the Action Hero.
Anything you want to know, just ask the Action Hero.
And we've got, like, Shinona May on the line.
Hi, guys.
What can we do for you, Shinona May?
Well, I'm thinking
thinking of becoming a vegetarian, and as part of my research, I thought I'd ask you guys.
Vegetarian, yeah, that is very popular these days.
Yeah, sure is. So, what star sign are you right now?
What?
Well, you know, like Sagittarian or Aquarium or...
Well, no, it's not...
Because, you know, like, if you're Cancer, then sure, well, you'd want to change big time, right? But, like... changing to a vegetarian could be difficult, you know. I mean, there's legal stuff. It ain't easy changing the day you were born.
No, Sly. I think you are a little bit confused. You can get born again through the Baptists and people like that. I'm sure they issue a new birth certificate to make it all legal.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Guys, it's not the star sign thing. It's the other vegetarian, the food thing.
Oh, food vegetarian.
Well, you should have said.
Shinoname, vegetarians must be careful because meat is a good source of meat, which contains things that vegetables don't have, like protein and iron and taste.
Really?
So you must compensate by eating meat substitutes.
Like sausages and hot dogs, they got no meat. Oh, and that Japanese meat, sushi, you can eat that because it's made out of, like, seaweed or something. Yeah, very clever.
Yeah, the Japanese are very advanced, even if they do still eat raw food with sticks.
Why you want to give up meat?
Well,
is it because of your compassion for animals, yeah?
No,
it's a health thing, right.
No, it's economic, really.
So you cannot afford to buy meat.
No, I can't afford to buy teeth.
I am so glad this is radio.
Yeah, so we'll, see you till next time.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Check out their gift shop for great Christmas gift ideas this festive season. Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Red Gums' John Schumann and Goanna's Shane Howard will play the Laurelton United Services Club on Saturday night with their Red Dirt Band. Tickets are $35 or $40 at the door. Well, they've been close mates for about a decade, but James Packer has pulled the pin on attending Carl Stefanovic's upcoming wedding in Mexico. And talking about weddings, Four Weddings and a Funeral's cast are reuniting for the first time in 25 years to shoot a short film sequel for Red Nose Day. This is following a huge success of a Love Actually reboot.
In the words of David Cassidy, in fact, while he was still with the Partridge family, I think I love you. And I just...
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawny.
What a great morning for the early morning walkers and swimmers and dog walkers and fishermen this morning. That looks just beautiful out there.
Yes, we've had a little bit of an easterly early, but it's died off now. It looks like the sun's come up and it looks great out here at the present moment.
Yeah.
We've got blue skies and blue water.
Magnificent. Now, how did we go yesterday? Anyone land any decent fish?
No, we did. Oh, we had such a difficult day. That actually was just enough to be a nuisance. You know, we couldn't get out of it. We were casting into it all day and just couldn't get our lines where we wanted them. And so just turned out to be end up being a nothing day, unfortunately.
Oh, that's no good. Well, today, again, you've got these easterly winds, Bluey, and they're going to get stronger as things go on into the late afternoon. You got your rising tide up until 9. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, I'm going to head out the estuary this morning. I've got a few worms here. I'll probably pump a few yabbies a bit later in the morning, but I'll just try for some nice quality whiting on worms and yabbies.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. We've got a few clubs out this weekend, including the Kiss of Death.
Yeah, so we've got fishers out this weekend. They've got a 1 o'clock weigh-in back at the Barlow on Sunday with the Christmas party. Ho, ho, ho. And also the Lake Kelloy Amateur Fishing Club. They've also got their... Their monthly comp on. It's a 4 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse on Sunday with the barbecue. And the Lauren United Services Fishing Club have also got a Christmas party on. It's 11 o'clock start, ho, 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 on Sunday.
Gee, I tell you what, their Christmas parties are getting right into it, aren't they, Bluey?
Oh, 11 o'clock start.
Pace yourself. Ring the bells, all right. Croc, I don't think I'd make 5. I'd be asleep. But anyway, talking about what's going on with Christmas, later on in the morning, I'm going to go through where all the Christmas caroling is on over this weekend, including catching up with my very special guest around quarter to eight, Timmy Campbell. Now, Tim, you know from lots of TV, and he's a good singer, and he's hosting the big do at Westport Park for the Sallies on Sunday. But there are lots of carol singing all around the Mid-North Coast this weekend, so I'll run through that a little bit later. Have you got a famous, a favourite Christmas carol, Bluey? I do like... I know it was back in the 90s, but remember Bucko and Champ's Aussie Christmas with Frosty the Yobbo?
Oh, yes. That was a good one.
Yeah, Frosty the Yobbo, I think. You cannot convict a puddle on the floor, you know, about Frosty the Snowman and him telling the kids to nick off and stuff like that. It's very, very funny. I'm going to play that a little bit later on in the morning. All right, Bluey, homework for you today. Now, given that it's going to be around 30 degrees at the weekend, we're Christmas caroling, Christmas partying, and weigh-ins at 11 o'clock, I'll need a bottle-o and a sports tab best bet. Are you up to that, Bluey?
I'm up to it.
Okie dokie. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Just repeating today, give them what's going to go on. Get out nice and early to the estuary.
Out to the estuary, take a few worms, pump a few yabbies, try for a nice quality whitey.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Cloudy and a top of 25 on the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A gallery of interested community members on hand this week to hear the latest on Kempsey Council's debate over the future of the use of its airport. Kempsey Shire Council General Manager Craig Milburn says it was a constructive meeting, but they've resolved to delay exhibition of two plans on these strategic directions.
We had a very good council meeting, and through that, council's resolved to continue to work with the Kempsey Airport Reference Group and the Airport Group, which is the consultants who are undertaking the development of the noise management plan and the flight enabling agreement. We've got another meeting with them, hopefully before Christmas.
After that, they're planning to put the plan up for public exhibition for a period of at least 12 weeks, at which time workshops also open for the community to attend. Good news for Wauchope businesses, with stages 1 and 2 of the upgrades at the popular shopping precinct now complete. Fencing has been removed along High Street, providing easy pedestrian access to shops and parking, all back to normal for the busy holiday shopping period. The community made it clear it was vital Port Hastings Council get the job done as soon as possible, and it's been done ahead of schedule. Upgrades will continue in 2019, a total cost of almost $2.7 million, joint funded by council and state government. The New South Wales Business Chamber is supporting the idea of a fast train network for New South Wales. The project could cost up to $100 billion, but we'd see vastly improved connectivity with other areas. Four routes are proposed with Sydney at the centre, including a northern route, southern inland route, southern coastal route and western route. The northern route is proposed to head up the coast to the central coast, Newcastle, Taree and Port Macquarie. The project in its infancy, though, if it did go ahead, the prediction that it'd take a decade to complete. And design, fashion, visual arts, film and gaming students from TAFE Port Macquarie, Wauchope, Kempsey and Maxville join forces today to host a creative industries showcase. It's at the Port TAFE and starts 5:30 p.m. Some of the students' best artistic work on display. Now to sport. Comboyne Kendall Orange and Blue fighting for superiority this weekend, round 10 of the Hastings River District Cricket Second Grade Comp. It's also a crosstown clash at Wayne Richards when Macquarie take on the Port City League's Magpies. At Wood Street, it's third versus fourth, the Port Pirates Mutineers taking on the Buccaneers. Inman Field and Camden Haven play host to Wauchope, while Bonnie Hills Lake Cadi travel to Beechwood. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. Most of our beaches are fairly messy and lacking fairly decent waves. We do have an east to northeasterly wind that's causing the problem. That's mainly an onshore wind, so those protected northern corners do offer the slightly better condition this morning. We do have two small swells running, a little bit of leftover southeast swell and a new northeasterly swell. Wave size on the northern corners, you're looking around that 2 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. High tide is around 9 o'clock this morning, low tide's around 3:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 20 to 22 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast after seven, day one of the 12 days of Christmas. Who can identify the Christmas carol played on the ukulele? And Eldit, if you're listening, you will love it. That is Help Us On Its Way, LRB, and Help Us On Its Way for our Triple M listeners. Now, I am just so stoked about this prize. Now, the freeloaders are going to be here before we know it. Now, this is a $500 butcher's voucher at Coppy's Butcher Block, right? Your favourite butcher, Wauchope and Port. $500 to feed those freeloaders that are going to be here before we know it. That's coming up. I'm excited. That's coming up after seven.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yes, Lee Jollo shaking his head. Have you ever heard the Christmas carols played on the ukulele, Lee Jollo?
No. About one time. No, I haven't.
Anyway, you'll be amazed at what we're going to play.
First for everything, can't wait.
Coming up after seven, beauty. Lee, what are the papers saying today, champ?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, Gold Star Witness, cops reveal teen lover key to Dawson arrest. The schoolgirl lover of former teacher and first grade footballer Chris Dawson will be the star witness in the police case alleging he murdered his wife. The now 70-year-old was sensationally arrested yesterday, almost 37 years after his spouse Lynn disappeared and then 16-year-old Joanne Curtis moved into the family home. As well as that, Barnaby's XX Factor. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says single-sex religious schools should be able to refuse to enrol transgender students. You cannot send a student whose genetic makeup is XY to a school established for people of XX, he said. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, Nation Eats Into Savings is the headline there. Consumers have hit the brakes on spending, savings rates have fallen to decade lows and wages have flatlined, sparking predictions of a broader slowdown as the coalition frames its re-election campaign around a strong economy. Also on the Dawson case, 36 years after his wife Lynette disappeared without a trace from their Sydney home, former Newtown Jets rugby league player Chris Dawson is set to be charged with her murder. And Raising the Roof, stadium demolition begins next month. About a quarter of the roof of the Sydney Football Stadium will have been removed by the time of the state election in March, and demolition will have started on the eastern side of the stands, according to the man responsible for tearing it down.
All right, thank you, Lee. Now, locally with you, more talk about the airport at Aldervilla in Kempsey?
Yeah, exactly right. So Kempsey Shire Council has held a meeting this week, unanimously voting to delay the exhibition of the airport draft noise management plan and flight neighbourly advice. The decision was made during a lengthy debate. The delay made further meetings can be held with specialist consultants, the Airport Group and the Kempsey Airport Reference Group. Shire Council General Manager Craig Milburn says following that, the exhibition period will be set up for at least 12 months. There will also be a series of workshops and whatnot, and that's an issue that's been going around the community there in Kempsey for quite a while. There's a bit of controversy and whatnot.
Are you going to say it's up in the air?
Well, oh, yes.
Well, oh, come on, Lee. Yeah.
Oh, we had to get there. Okay.
Say, you should lead with that. Yeah, delay on airport up in the air.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. Maybe we'll hear it next hour.
I think he's going to change his lead line in that story, Triple M listeners. Good on you, Lee. All right. Thank you for that, buddy. He's about 6 minutes away from giving us a full rundown, including sport. For those people wondering about Matty Banting, they're going to make another call at 11:30 our time, Lee, about round four of the big professional surfing event at the famous Sunset Beach in Hawaii. We wish Matty all the best.
Christmas. For a $500 voucher at Coppy's Butcher Block, your favourite local butcher in Port Macquarie and Wauchope. Rocking your Christmas. Triple M.
Yeah, this is the way it works, folks, and I'm so happy Coppies are on board for this fun promotion. We all know what it's like when, and I'm joking saying freeloaders, but you're really good friends, your family, but they eat a lot. They eat, they're on holidays. They don't care about a diet. They'll eat anything. Anything you put in front of them will go. Now, to help you through this, we have a $500 voucher at Coppy's Butcher Block, right? In Port and in Wauchope for someone who can identify our Christmas carol played on the ukulele. Now, it's not something you often hear. We've got 12 days of caroling. And then just before Christmas, we give away the voucher, so you can go to Copies and buy whatever you like. 132710. Let's see if you can identify our Christmas carol. 132710. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Good morning, Mark. It's Leonie at North Haven.
Hello, Leonie. Now, do you have family, friends and what I call freeloaders arriving?
No.
You don't?
We can address a secret.
You should be ineligible to win this. But that's not how it works. You've simply got to identify the Christmas carol. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. All right, Leonie, what do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Oh, no!
No!
Oh, Leonie, all right, 132710, what is the Christmas carol played on the uke? All right, Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, where are you calling from, mate?
Southwest Rocks.
Southwest Rocks. Ryan, what is the name of that Christmas carol?
Is it Feliz Navidad?
It is Feliz Navidad! Oh, Ryan! Now, Ryan, what situation are you in, champion? Have you got people coming to your place? Or are you going somewhere?
A bit of both, I think.
Oh, mate, $500 worth of butcher's gear. Can you believe it? From Copies in Wauchope or in Port. How about that?
Yeah, it's made my day.
All right, mate. Well, you're in the running to win it. We've got 11 more of these to go. But congratulations. It was for Lee's Navidad. Ryan at the Rocks is now in the running thanks to Copies.
Thank you.
Strawny. Strawny. Yep, it's on this Sunday. It is the 2018 Christmas Under the Stars. And here he is. Mine host for Westport Park on Sunday night, the great man Tim Campbell. G'day, Tim.
Hey, Shawnee, how you going?
Terrific, buddy. Really looking forward to Sunday. It's always such a great family night. You're right down there on the river, the beautiful setting of Westport Park. It's going to be a great night. Tim, let's wrap up 2018 for you before we get you behind the mic singing. Gee, it's been a big year.
It's been awesome. And to be honest, I've been travelling back to the 80s a lot this year with the album and concerts and... I'm kind of in heaven, to be fair. This is, I may look young, but I'm not at all. I'm kidding. No, it's been awesome. I've been playing all the great songs that I absolutely love with the band. And Christmas time is that as well, so I can't wait to rock out a bit of that. And, of course, Christmas this weekend.
Yeah, for sure, Tim. Now, tell us a bit about the show. For people that haven't seen your show before, I know it's going to be dripping with tinsel. What can we expect?
Well, for those who remember, I was there a couple of years ago, and it was awesome. We kind of mixed it up, which was fantastic. We had all the great classic Christmas songs we could all sing along to. I've thrown in a couple of other songs, which makes a bit of a party mood. And for those who remember, I love it. I may as well be the fifth Weeble, because we had a kids' mosh pit right down the front of the stage, and I was taken with the town on great music too. So it's for everyone, this show, and it's really about having fun. It's about getting everyone together, as you say, in that beautiful park right next to the lake there, which I'm in Port Macquarie about two or three times a year now, which I love it so much. And this event in particular was thousands of people at a park. Just all I'm saying is bring every bit of glitter you have, bring everything that glows that you have. Bring your food and your picnic and, God, get ready to dance.
For sure. And, Tim, when you think about it, I mean, Santa's sleigh is the ultimate big red car, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I prefer hot spaghetti to cold spaghetti, but, you know, that's fine. But absolutely. I've been doing Carols by Candlelight, the one that we all watch on TV the night before when we're wrapping the Christmas presents. Well, that's normally me because I'm running late every year, but... it's that kind of vibe we're going to bring to the park, which I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure, Tim. $2 per person, funds donated to the Salvation Army's Christmas Hamper Appeal. It's going to be a great night. And what about Christmas Day itself? Tim, tell us about what you'll be doing on Christmas Day.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. My family are scattered all across Australia, so I often catch up with them later in the year or into the new year for Christmas Day. And because I do have Carols by Candlelight live on television, so it's a bit scary every year, but this is my 10th year this year, and it goes late. And to be fair, we have a lot of our guests come back to our place for a few kind of, you know, Christmas Eve celebratory drinks. So I don't want to tell the kids what this means, but it's a bit of a hangover Christmas Day normally.
Fair enough. Good on you, Tim.
It'll probably be me and Anthony and some warmed up party pies, you know, recovering from Christmas Eve.
Oh, fantastic, Tim. We can't wait. Sunday night, Westport Park. Tim Campbell. We know him from all the television shows, from the carols. He loves it, and we can't wait for Sunday night. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
I can't wait. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Good evening and Merry Christmas. Now, this one's dedicated to anyone who unfortunately may be missing someone special this Christmas. Here we go.
Johnny Fabrecki and my very special guest, the great Tim Campbell. You can catch him on Sunday night. He's a good bloke, Tim, and boy, does he know how to rock Christmas. It's going to be a huge night there at Westport Park. Now, other carol singing. We start off tomorrow night. A Yuengai Community Christmas Concert and Carols is on at the Unkia Reserve at Yuengai Creek Road. BYO Picnic, Drinks and Chairs. Now, the pizza oven will be there, so bring your pizzas to cook. The canteen won't be open. The Yuengai Public School, Yarra Happening Choir and Nambucca Valley Band will be performing, so warm up your voice and get ready to get into the Christmas spirit. Also, Carols on the Grass, also on Sunday at the Bonnie Hills Surf Club. Great venue on the grass there. It starts at 5. Santa arriving about 7:45. Bring your picnic blanket or chairs and enjoy entertainment provided by the Camden Haven Community Band, the North Haven Senior Band and Senior Choir, St. Joseph's Laureton Choir, and there'll be a sausage sizzle, face painting and glow sticks for sale there as well. So there you go. And for those wondering about the Westport fireworks after the show, 9 o'clock the fireworks will be on, so it really should be a great weekend for us, carol singing around the Mid-North Coast. Triple M right across the coast, Thursday morning with Strawdy, and a little help for Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. December 1963, oh, what a night, at 8:09.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
All righty, let's see if we can give Keith some moolah in Port Macquarie. G'day, Keith.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. Now, are you staying home for Christmas or you're travelling?
No, we're staying home, Mark. Thank goodness. I've got a sister coming up from Penrith this weekend. But,
okay.
Only visiting for the weekend. And then, very nice and quiet quiet Christmas at home.
Okay. Can I guess State Cup? Is that right?
Just going to have a quiet little time at home and just...
good on you.
Watch the cricket and whatever else, and it's good. The good fiancée's birthday today, so I thought I'd ring in and try and get on the wheel.
Hang on, we better give her a shout out. What's your fiancée's name?
Lynn,
congratulations, Lynn. You have a great birthday today. And she shares it with the likes of Timmy Cahill, the soccer player, Debbie Ray, remember Michael Jackson's dentist assistant, and Freddie Flintoff, Keith. So there you go, Lynn. You're sharing your birthdays with some famous people. Now, what number are we looking for you on the wheel? I suppose you want number six.
Yes, mate, we're doing it for the missus.
Okay, all right, Keith, good luck. I hope it doesn't land on your birthday, Keith. Rightio, it's gone past. Will it come around? No, it stops on. And please tell me, Keith, you're not born on the 20th.
No, mate, I'm on the 14th.
Jeez. I know. Look, mate, sorry I can't give you the casharoo, but we wish Lynn all the best for today, and I've got your details. End of the month, Christy does the Christmas draw for the Triple M bag jam-packed full of goodies. All right, all the best, Keith.
All the best to you, and Merry Christmas, Mark.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks for that. Now, other than Keith's fiancée Lynn birthdaying today, it's a very happy 12th birthday, too, going out to AJ Bennett of Barraville. Oh, young AJ, he is 12 today from Mum, Brother Eli, Sister Mia, Brendan and Nan. Have a great day. Those are the birthdays. Last chance to win 1,000 on the wheel this week tomorrow here at Triple M at 11 past 8. Triple M right across the coast with the Ray Hadley Morning Show after 9 on 131-873. It's Van Morrison there, brown-eyed girl, Marina with the traffic not far away. And also coming up under half an hour, Christy in with What's On Today, the Mid-North Coast, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union. Community groups, if you've got information for us, you can call, email, Facebook us or get us via the website. We love talking about our local events and carol singing in particular around the Mid-North Coast.
The Summer Beach House on the Gold Coast. All going on
a summer holiday. The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Yeah, how good is it? We are giving away a week at our beach house. And this is something to behold, let me tell you. And we're talking about $1,000 spending money, 5 nights accommodation, with flights, passes to Dreamworld, and $500 to whack in the fridge. How are we going so far? Doesn't it sound good? I'll tell you, it does sound good. Absolutely unbelievable. If you'd like to know more, just head to the website and we can let you know what's going on there as far as how to get involved. All you got to be is a Triple M Club member. It is that simple. That's all you have to be is a Triple M Club member to pick up the Summer Beach House. And we are absolutely filthy here, the staff at Triple M. We can't win it. I'm telling you. TripleM.com.au. Sign up today. The beach house just might be yours.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and here is Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. You've got me excited for Christmas because of the Christmas carols.
It is. It's when you know it's Christmas. Getting your carols by candlelight.
Yeah. I thought it was Christmas yesterday and it kicked in because Ray Hadley played Jessica Mauboy's version of Mariah Carey's.
I love that.
Beautiful song, and Ashley in our scheduling department told me to turn the music down. Doesn't want Ray Hadley playing that song, and I begged to differ. I ran around, jingle bells and everything. I was so excited.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, 19 days till Christmas?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait.
Well, today I have to tell you what's going on around the Mid-North Coast. Kendall Bazaar is on at Kendall Community Centre from 9 till 2. Zumba dance classes are on today at 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. Beginners belly dancing for all ages and abilities is from 5:30 at 8 Milton Circuit in Port this afternoon. The Clyde Street Markets are on in Kempsey through till 2 this arvo. And, of course, the Port Macquarie Stroke Club meet today from 10 o'clock at the Westport Club in Port Macquarie for an informal get-together where stroke survivors and their carers are encouraged to attend.
Good on you, Christy. Thank you for that.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Hey, talking about Christmas.
Have you got a Christmas song?
I've got a good one for us, I think. Where is it?
Jingle bells.
It's not going to come up.
Oh, no.
I know. That's not good, is
What's
it?
What's your favourite Christmas song?
Frosty the Yobbo, which was the one I was trying to play. And it won't go on. Isn't that amazing?
You've broken it.
I'll try.
Christmas is broken, Strawny.
We can't have Christmas broken. We really can't. We really can't have Christmas broken. Here we go. You ready, Christy? Merry Christmas. Say it.
Merry Christmas.
Frosty the Yobbo got out on parole. The judge said he had no respect and little self-control. Frosty the Yobbo, as everybody knows, is a snowman with an attitude and a carrot for a nose. The kids chuck snowballs at him with a non-stop whack, whack, whack. But they got more than they bargained for when he up and chucked them back. The police called in the special squad, they cordoned off the park. They finally got their snowman when they jumped him after dark. They locked him in the cooler, they couldn't let him thaw. A magistrate will not convict a puddle on the floor. The sergeant handcuffed Frosty in case of an escape bid. We can't have Yobbo snowmen out there frightening the kids. Chucks a snowball when he's heavily provoked. Frosty the Yobbo, as everybody knows, is a snowman with an attitude and a carrot for a nose.
Triple M and Bucko and Champs from back in the 90s and Frosty the Yobbo. Do you like that one, Christy? Oh. When I eventually got it to play.
It's hilarious, but I have to admit, it's clearly your kind of Christmas.
It is deep. About as deep as a puddle of water. Well, that's what happened to him. He ended up being a puddle on the floor.
With love.
Well, that's it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. If you missed any part of it, go to the triplem.com.au, my page, and press catch up. It's all there. Tomorrow, our top three things to do, John Michael with all the Hollywood goss, and more of the 12 days of Christmas.
Of each day.